You're listening to KNX In Depth, along with Mike Simpson. I'm Charles Feldman.
Still to come, the head of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department's Professional Standards Division quits over what she viewed as a highly unethical demand to reinstate this deputy that was fired over domestic violence charges. The already strained relationship between the current sheriff and the county's leadership not likely to improve. We'll have the new information. Also, how fat is your cat?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
How fat is my what?
Your cat.
My cat?
Mm-hmm. Heavier than it used to be. Are you scared to take it to the vet and get the weigh in? America's cats are too fat.
Right now, though, what started as a night of strolling up Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade for a young African-American family ended with an argument with police involved over allegations of shoplifting, and it has now become a major debate over racial profiling. Joel Stallworth is the father of an 18-month-old boy for whom he bought a basketball at the Santa Monica Nike store, which touched off the incident. He's also joined by Stephen King, who is the attorney representing them. Joel, so let's start with you. Just briefly explain what happened in the store.
July 5th, 4th of July weekend, I purchased a ball for my 19-month-year-old son, to be exact. We were having a good time in the store. A bunch of kids were playing with the ball. My son kind of grabbed the ball, playing with all the kids. He looked at me and was pretty much like, "Dad, this is going to be the ball that you're going to buy from me, right?" So I looked at the guy. I said, "Okay, I want to take that ball." So from there, we had our father and son moment. You know, I was All-American in college, Stanislaus State University. Basketball and track was dear to my heart. It was a proud moment because my son picked the ball. And it was another proud moment because I like Nike. I'm not going to sit here and lie. And from there, we purchased the ball. Started to head out the store, walked outside of the store, and we got approached by, I believe it's the store manager, and she accused me of, you know, stealing the ball.
Now, was this a, "Hey, excuse me, sir, can I see your receipt for that?" Or is this a, "Why did you take that out of my store" conversation?
Why did you take my out of the store conversation?
Did they ask for a receipt or no?
Well, she asked for it, you know, once we start walking a little bit further. And I was like, "I'm not showing you no receipt. Like, I told you, like, you know, I paid for the ball. Like, leave me alone." I had to put my son down. He took off running. I don't know if you guys saw the video. So I was just, like, in an array situation. And I was like, why are you following me? Like, why don't you go ask them? Like, you're a store manager. Why don't you go ask somebody else? Like, that works for you if I stole the ball or not." And, you know.
Okay,
that's how that went.
Stephen King, you're the attorney, so let me address this to you. Now, I think probably most people listening, I know I've had situations where I've walked out of a store and, you know, sometimes they forget to take something off the, you know, the little electronic things that set off the alarms, and sometimes not. But I've had some occasions where I've walked out of a store and someone has come up to me, usually a security person, and saying, "Oh, do you have a receipt for that?" Because they think that maybe I didn't pay, and I show the receipt and I move on. Why does Mr. Stallworth think that this is racial profiling?
Well, the reason he thinks it's racial profiling and why I agree is because there was no factual basis for this lady to believe that the ball was stolen. The ball didn't have any sort of a protector mechanism that wasn't taken off. She didn't say, "Hey, I checked the cameras and I didn't see anything that showed that you purchased that ball." And she also didn't approach him and say, "Hey, sir, you know, there's a mix-up with the ball. Do you think you can come back so we can talk about it?" She went up to him and she accused him of being a thief. That's defaming. And it shows that she did no due diligence. And if you watch the video, this is clearly somebody who has done this before. Because she follows him for maybe about a block and a half. And she goes and gets the police officer. And she tells the police officers as well, "This is a stolen ball." So when you look at the totality of the circumstance, there was no articulable basis for her to think he stole the ball. So if we start with that premise, go ahead.
And exactly. It wasn't like an approach. It wasn't a receipt thing. It was like an attack of character. It was not a receipt thing. I do not. This woman attacked a character, as a human being. I happen to be a black male at 6'3". You know, it had nothing to do with, like, a receipt. She knew why I stole this ball in her heart of hearts, and then she got exposed when the officers pretty much detained us. And, you know, after walking, if you look where we were at, we went from the Nike store all the way to the AMC theater, her harassing us, you know, talking about we stole a ball. And then she went and got the police officers and sicked them on us. And the first thing he said, "Hey, sir, give me the stolen ball." Right. I was like, "I don't have a stolen ball." So this woman had a malicious intent, and she pretty much embarrassed me and my family, messed up a great day. That was the second day of the earthquake. It was July 5th, and she didn't care, didn't do no due diligence. I want to let the people know that I used to be a store manager. I mean, not a store manager, a manager in retail, and that is something that you never do. Go after somebody and accuse them of stealing. I know my rights when it comes down to retail. This woman was so far out of line, and it was like she was, like, vexed with, like, evil with, you know.
Man.
It was terrible. It was like she – I hate to call people racist, but she fit that bill. And she discriminated against me and my family, heckled me, and was, like, in such a smirkish way. I've never felt this low. I've represented this country and show pride in this country. You know, I've done the red, white, and blue and won a gold medal for this country. I love this country. And it's people like this that give people a sour taste. She lied to the police officers and told them. So she planted a seed in them to come and lie to me. And they had no evidence, and they just believed everything she said because I'm a black man walking down with a hoodie on. It was cold in right. Santa Monica, and they attacked me. And then she sticked them on me, and it was terrible.
Yeah. Right. Joe Stallworth, the father of an 18-month-old boy, bought the basketball there. We also heard from his attorney, Stephen King.
And we do have a statement from Nike. The vice president of North America Communications for Nike says, and I'm quoting now, "We're taking the recent situation at our Santa Monica store very seriously. We're currently investigating the facts." It goes on to say, "We've reached out to the family to express our deepest apologies, and we will continue to work with our teams to deliver on our expectations for consumer experiences." When KNX In-Depth continues in just about 3 minutes, Comic-Con turns 50, and it's not really about comic books anymore.